Sophia Loren's birthday is coming up Thursday. Sophia Loren, 50 years old. She looks good, doesn't she? Looks good. 50. Yeah, I'd take a crack at it, I suppose. I might just, yeah, I wouldn't throw her out on a wet night. Carlo Ponte's been tapping that thing for years now. Carlo Ponte. Sophia, sweet Sophia. I don't know, I've been with an older woman. My first was an older woman. Yes, I'm an old hand at it. Not that I have any particular cravings, but, you know, when you're young. Funny how most men's first experience is always a bit on the tawdry side. Women on a general rule, you know, I think just statistics. I'm sure women have had tawdry first experiences, too, but as a general rule, you know, guys just can't wait, so they'll just go ahead and fire at will at any target of opportunity. Women tend to line it more like the Blue Lagoon, you know? Women tend to want their first experience to be blissful. Like Brooke Shields and Christopher Atkins, they yearn to run the beaches. Maybe 3-4 weeks of anticipation. Shyly looking at each other and turning away, blushing. And then finally, consummation! Whereas guys are just like, hey, you want it? All right. Yeah! And that's how it was with me. I was a young boy. Scared kid, but yet a man. And one of my mother's friends, this day I can't, the woman is, she's, I don't know, 70 years old, and I look at her now, and I think like, ah! But back then, she was in her 50s. And I guess like so many guys, first tawdry relationship, mine wasn't even a relationship, it was a tawdry, disgusting experience that I almost feel that I could receive absolution by gently telling you. And maybe when you smile and nod and say, yes, Chris, mine was just as tawdry, maybe then I can shed this guilt that I've been carrying with me for years. A friend of my mother, I'm going to go, I'm going to burn for this, I'm going to burn. Well, you see, I was home and it was a neighbor and she would just come in. You know, we had one of those kind of relationships where she would just open the door. She blew through the door. She said, I need to know your mom home. I said, no, nobody's here. I'm just here. Working with my silly putty, playing with my slinky. She said, okay, well, I'll wait for a minute. Mind if I use the bathroom? I said, no. So I'm there doing my homework, and suddenly I hear her yell, Nino, could you bring me a roll of toilet paper? Take it out. Yuck! I didn't know what to think, frankly. My little heart was pounding as I ran to the pantry. Grabbed a fresh roll. I said, it's outside the door here. She said, why don't you bring it in? I thought, And so, slowly I swung the door open. And there she sat. Winston hanging out of her mouth. Double vodka tonic in her hand. Rolls of fat across her stomach. But yet I wanted her! Yet I wanted her! And so it came to pass. There, at the porcelain convenience, I became a man in the most tawdry of surroundings. And in the aftermath, she held my face in her gnarled, age-spotted hands and said, why, Nino, you're crying. Did it mean that much to you? I said, no, I ain't crying, I'm tearing. You mind flushing that thing?
Gee, I never knew our accounting...
But I totally using person, I just cut